This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm Catherine Lanfer.
Alexei! Yes! 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 Yes!
That is what it sounded like in Chicago last night when White Sox pitcher Mark Burley executed one of the rarest feats in baseball. A perfect game. It was versus the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Our friend Dave Zirin was watching. He writes about sports for The Nation magazine, and his book is A People's History of Sports in the United States. All right, Dave, this is a huge weekend for baseball. Hall of Fame inclusion, at ceremony at Cooperstown, the voting. We're going to go on about that for a minute. But first, okay, Mark Burley, 27 batters up, 27 batters down. How was it for you?
Huge. It was huge. I mean, in a summer of sports scandal and death and depression, I mean, it was a reminder of why we love sports so much. I mean, the last time a Chicago pitcher threw a perfect game, Warren G. Harding was president. 77 years ago.
Tell me, were you dancing around the television going, yes, yes,
well,
yes?
Well, I mean, I kept thinking that, I mean, I started hearing about it actually on the internet. I mean, it's like Mark Burley has a perfect game through five innings. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Been there, done that, seen that.
Jaded thing.
After, because you think, you know, you get cynical about this. Mm-hmm. But then it's like six innings, seven innings, eight innings. And it's like, holy word, I can't say on the radio, this is actually going to happen. And it was made all the more amazing by two quick things that I'd love to say. Three
yes.
quick things.
Hurry.
The first is that Tampa Bay, third best hitting team in Major League Baseball. Hardly a cream puff. Second thing is that Mark Burley is not a Nolan Ryan type pitcher. He's not a flamethrower. He throws the ball so other teams hit it poorly. And that usually leads to what's called a ground ball with eyes. You know, a hit that's weak. And yet that didn't happen. 27 up, 27 down. And then lastly, in the ninth inning, you have the play of my lifetime, where a defensive replacement named Dwayne Wise climbs the fence and robs Gabe Kapler of a home run to save not just the perfect game, but the shutout. It was amazing.
Hey, Dave, let's talk about some other plays of some other lifetimes. Jim Rice, going to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Give me the 10-second primer on why this is such a great story.
It's a great story because Jim Rice deserves to be there. Supreme Court Justice once said, I can't define pornography, but I know it when I see it. When I saw Jim Rice play, that's a Hall of Famer, no matter what the statistics say.
10 years to get elected to the Hall? What happened?
Jim Rice and reporters, they go together like Dick Cheney and the Sierra Club. They are not friends. And yet there is Jim Rice. He deserves it. I'm so glad he's going to be there. There was a lot of anger towards him among the chattering classes. He overcame it through his greatness.
Mark McGwire fell short this year, as he has in past years. In fact, he got fewer votes this year. So talk to me about what that means about those allegations of steroids use and what they're going to mean for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Mark McGwire has never failed a steroid test, but as long as the accusations swirl around him, he will never get in the Hall of Fame. That goes to other players as well, like Sammy Sosa and Rafael Palmeiro. They will exact extreme justice against people who even have the whiff of steroid accusations against them for decades to come.
Now, tell me that Mark Burley, we're not going to find out that he was using something when he did this perfect game. Tell me that's not going to happen.
No, because the guy can't break a pane glass window with his fastball. So there's no way he's on steroids.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
That is Dave Zirin. Writes about sports for The Nation.